This is Earth and Sky. Al Druckery of Jacksonville, North Carolina, wants to know how to calculate wind chill.
He writes, "My kids ask, and all I can tell them is they use a math formula." Al, meteorologists do use a math formula. We'll talk more about that in just a moment.
But first, tell your kids that our bodies emit heat that normally stays in a thin envelope of warm air all around us. When the wind whisks away that warm layer, we lose heat faster, and that's wind chill. The formula calculates the relationship between wind speed, air temperature, and how cold you feel.
The wind chill concept came from two Antarctic explorers, Paul Seipel and Charles Passel, back in the 1940s. They hung a huge plastic bottle of water on a clothesline and measured how long the water took to freeze under different conditions. Their measurements served as the basis for the first wind chill equation used by the National Weather Service, beginning in 1973.
By 2000, better computers let a group of U.S. and Canadian scientists revise the equation with the help of volunteers who walked through a wind tunnel with sensors on their bodies and faces. Both Canada and the U.S. began using the new and far longer equation a year ago.
For web links to the equation, come to today's show at earthsky.org. And with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.